functioning toilet block should be a given at school, shouldn't it? You'd expect that students should have clean, safe, hygienic toilets. But for the kids at Fernie Hills State School, that's apparently not the case. Alicia is a mum at Fernie Hills. Alicia, how would you describe the toilets at your school?
Look, we would really love to improve our toilets. Firstly, I want to say our school is an amazing school. It's got beautiful classrooms and amazing teachers and really great facilities. It's just that our toilets are original from when the school was built in 1970 and they haven't changed ever since. And they're basically very unhygienic and they're not up to scratch. They're very hard to clean. They're very hard for the kids to use and they're not safe for hand washing. So we'd really love to get them improved.
Okay. When you say unhygienic, can you talk me through a couple of examples?
Yeah, 100%. So the boys' toilets, the urinals sort of get regularly blocked and some of them don't flush well. We've heard that the teachers have actually had to clear blockages within them, which sort of isn't part of their responsibility. They get other toilets get blocked and there's deteriorating plumbing because of the age. And in summer, the toilets really smell very badly of urine, irrespective of cleaning. And the smell's really debilitating. The actual seats and cisterns are all the plastics flaking off them. So despite cleaning, I think that would be very hard to maintain good hygiene because they're full of cracks. And the kids can't wash their hands very well because, of course, there's taps, but you have to hold the tap on with one hand for water to come out. So that's on the health professional, and you can't safely have good hand hygiene and good hand washing practices if you're having to hold a tap on and only wash one hand at a time. You're contaminating your hands back on the dirty tap. Mm. So, you know, they're not great. The paint's peeling off, the smell's debilitating. Apparently there's a lot of kids with sensory issues who are just holding on and not using the toilets, which isn't great. So, and the teachers' toilets, they have to walk through the student toilets to get to there, so that, you know, there's not a lot of privacy for them either. But it's mostly just the hygiene and the age of them all that we're, as parents, we're concerned about. The school is beautiful, like the facilities are great. We've got double-sized classrooms and a beautiful leafy area. It's incredible. But when I first saw the toilets, I was pretty disappointed.
Yeah, I can hear a lot of pride for you in the school. And it is a slightly sensitive issue to talk about. But you'd have to think that parents, teachers, educators, and hopefully politicians would want clean, functioning toilets to be a standard in a state primary school. So have you, or the PNC, has the school been agitating to get some assistance to upgrade the toilets?
Yeah, the message to parents from, you know, the admin staff has been that our local MP, Mark Ferner, has done a lot to help out and that he's come out and actually had a tour of the toilet block and told the school to put it on the top of their improvement agenda and that he's had a number of meetings up the chain with state departments and powers that be. So we're feeling positive that there's some traction on the issue and some support from our local MP, which we're very grateful for. And, you know, your support of the matter, we're just hoping that, you know, the next state budget that they're releasing, that we can get the funding for this to just make our school, you know, a great school and a nice safe place for the kids to go to the toilet.
You're listening to Alicia, who's a mum at Fernie Hills State School. Not great toilets, according to Alicia and some of the other parents. They don't smell great. Cracked paint, peeling flecks of plastic on the cisterns. A pretty old set of toilets, some 50 or 60 year old toilets. And I wonder if you can relate. How are the loos at your child's school? Let me know, 1300 222 612, or you can send me a text, 0467 922 612. I'm interested to hear you say that, you know, some attention has been paid to the toilets, but no actual changes have been made yet, Alicia, because it got to a point where there was a petition that was put up to try and get some public support for upgrading the loos. What kind of response did you get?
Apparently there was a huge response. Like, I know that just a lot of people in my family signed it really quickly. So we got a really good response in our local community. I think there was a lot of people that had attended the school or that their kids had been to the school years ago, sort of saying, yeah, look, we're happy to sign that even though we're not associated with the school anymore, because we know that those toilets are ancient and they've been like that for a long time. They might have seen it when they've been to the polling booth, where a polling booth school, and known that it's still in that condition. So, yeah, we got a great response. And
which is great, but it also suggests that this has been a problem for years, right? This is not a recent occurrence.
100%. And look, our school's going through a period of renewal. We've recently got a new acting principal and deputy principal, and they've put incredible innovative teaching programs into the school, and they've been working so hard to just really make the school next level. Like, they've got so many different improvement agendas that they talk about to the parents. They're really great at communicating. So I think that they've had a lot of work to do, as do a lot of state school administrators. Mm. So I kind of think, you know, the PNC, as far as I know, funded all of the air conditioning in the school. And then when we started at the school, the air cons weren't allowed to be turned on all the time because the electricity infrastructure couldn't handle it. But that's been getting upgraded by the government. That's actually happening right now, which is awesome. So I think this is just the last big thing, which is a big thing. Like, during a pandemic, for me as a health professional, you know, the kids need to wash their hands properly. There is sanitizer everywhere, which is great too. But, you know, last year there was a huge norovirus outbreak of gastro in Brisbane and surrounds, and it was absolutely, you know, huge across schools and daycare centres. And hand sanitizer doesn't kill that. So good hand washing kills norovirus. So that's really my main concern. Like, the toilets don't need to be super flash, but the kids need to go wash their hands properly without having to hold the tap on.
You're not looking for gold-plated toilets, but perhaps ones that don't smell of urine.
Toilets that can be cleaned properly. You know, like, you can't keep a cistern and a seat clean that has all of the plastic peeling off it and multiple cracks through it. That's just a haven for bugs. So, you know, if there's money to be spent, we need the kids to be able to, you know, go to the toilet safely and wash their hands.
Sounds fair enough, Alicia. Let's see what happens. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for your community support. We really appreciate it.
Alicia, a mum at Fernie Hills State School. We did invite Mark Fern at the local MP responsible for Fernie Hills on the program this morning. He declined that invitation and pointed us to the Education Minister, Grace Grace, who we invited on the program today to talk to you about the situation. She declined that opportunity and pointed us to the Department of Education, who've come back to us and said they will look into the Fernie Hills school toilets. Dr. Christian Rowan has picked up the phone, though, this morning. He's the opposition education spokesperson. Dr. Chris Rowan, good morning.
G'day, Rebecca.
Who's responsible for school toilets?
Well, clearly the state Labor government can't get the basics right. I mean, this is about basic infrastructure in our schools, and it's a human right that children, when they're at schools, have clean, functioning toilets. And the issues at Fernie Hills State Primary School are experienced in other schools, and you alluded to Rainworth State School this morning, and there's been other problems even in my own local electorate. So I would call upon the state Labor government and their budget next week. This should be a simple line item to get this sorted out. People shouldn't have to petition to get it done. And when it comes to, you know, hand hygiene, which Alicia was talking about before, I mean, it's very important that in our current times with COVID-19 and preventing the spread of other infectious diseases such as norovirus, that the good hygiene, that taps are functioning, they're working, and that these toilets are working as well. It's a basic human right.
Given that you say you're aware of other issues at other school toilets, even in your own electorate, what's the hold up? Because we're hearing that for years, in fact, at Fernie Hills in particular, this school toilet issue has been a problem. Why is there such a delay?
Well, it's basically because the current state Labor government can't get the basics right. They're not looking at infrastructure when it comes to maintaining current infrastructure and also ensuring that there's sufficient infrastructure into the future, and that means having enough toilets, having enough functioning toilets in state schools across Queensland in particular places, and the ones that are being identified today with people having to petition about it is simply not good enough, and the government should urgently rectify this in their budget next week as a simple line item.
Appreciate you picking up the phone this morning, Dr. Rowan. Thank you.
Thanks, Rebecca.
The opposition education spokesman for the LNP, Dr. Christian Rowan. What's the situation with school loo's in your household? Ali says, I thought things might have changed since the 1960s when my brother used to run up the back steps at 3:30 to get to the loo, having hung on all day. Carly's called in from Collingwood Park. Carly, good morning.
Good morning.
How are the toilets at your son's school?
They're like the original toilets that our parents would have had in primary school. They're that sort of style. Like, it's a beautiful school and the toilets are clean, but they smell, oh, terrible. Mm. When my son started prep this year, he kept having a few accidents, which he hadn't had for a long time. And so I sat him down. I was like, what's going on? He's like, Mum, they smell. I can't go in there. And I thought he was just being a little bit precious. So I went into the toilet with him and I had to control myself from wanting to vomit from the smell of the urine in there.
So your son was wetting his pants because he was holding on.
Yeah, they'd take him down to the toilet, but he wouldn't go because he couldn't go in there because of the smell. And I just thought he was being a bit precious. So I thought, I'll go in with you and I'll make sure it's okay.
And it was not.
I couldn't even handle the smell.
Did you raise it with the school? Was there any kind of response?
I spoke to the teacher because I let them know that that was the problem. And they said, yeah, it does smell really bad. And that's kind of, it's something that's always been the problem. They are clean. There's no problem with them being clean. There's nothing on the floors. Everything's wiped down. But it's just it's the original style urinals that.
Yeah. And the age. It seems like age is a factor here in terms of flecked paint or plastic on the top of cisterns. And, you know, I guess the question is, at what stage is there a program for loos to be upgraded? I'm so sorry that's the situation with your son, Carly. Is it at a stage now where he feels okay to use the loo?
He was using a face mask for the first term. I think now that the weather has cooled down a bit, it's not as big a problem, but he's not going at school. I can tell the moment he gets home.
Dear.
He's running inside.
Yeah, that's not a sustainable situation. All right, Carly, thank you for the call this morning. I appreciate
it. Okay, thank you.
Carly in Collingwood Park.